With everything that has transpired over the last couple of weeks here in Houston surrounding Hurricane Harvey, the emotional atmosphere at NRG Stadium, Bill O'Brien told me they expect it to be rocking. Team officials told me the atmosphere will be that larger, they expect, than a playoff game.
J.J. Watt being introduced to the crowd, and listen to the roar. What an emotional day at NRG Stadium.
Wow.
Goosebumps everywhere. Watson throws to the back of the end zone. Caught. DeAndre Hopkins. Touchdown, Houston.
Yes.
Hello, Deshaun Watson. And DeAndre Hopkins has his first receiving touchdown of the year.
Multiple sources have told Ian Rappaport and myself that it's going to be the rookie, the 12th overall pick, Deshaun Watson, being prepared this week to be the starter on Thursday.
We all talked the whole pre-draft thing about the big moment quarterback on the big stage. This is the one you want. This is a national game with all those elements.
True.
We just said this is why they drafted him. I cannot wait to watch.
A quick pull of Tom Savage, and now you're throwing Deshaun Watson into a fire. What if Watson crashes and burns?
First down and more, and Deshaun Watson inside the 10. For a touchdown.
All of a sudden now, this team feels different. Touchdown, Hopkins.
Throws it deep downfield for Fuller, and Fuller's got it. Touchdown, Houston. The bomb from Deshaun Watson to Will Fuller.
I'm in love with the way Deshaun Watson plays. I love the way he sits out there and sits in that pocket with control as if he's been asleep for a long time.
This is the future of the league. This is real. It's not early. It's not a fluke. Deshaun Watson is the truth.
This guy who has 19 touchdown passes in 7 games. This is more than anybody in the history.
Boom! Our mindset is we're going to score every time we touch the ball, or it's a disappointment.
Very, very exciting time. There's no question about it. We have to continue to improve. We have to continue to grow, but there's definitely some exciting times ahead, I believe.
Full breaking news mode here. They went and got the MRI, and their worst fears, Ian, were confirmed.
For J.J. Watt, it is a tibial plateau fracture, torn ACL, out for the season for Deshaun Watson.
And let's just talk about the Houston Texans as an organization. You lose Whitney Merciless. You lose J.J. Watt. And now you lose Deshaun Watson. Tough year for Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans.
Look, this team's been through a lot. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of teams that could say the same thing. If there was a team in this league that can overcome the adversity that they've been through, starting with, you know, a hurricane to the injuries we've had, you know, to all the different things that we've had to deal with throughout the year, I think if there's any group of guys that can overcome that and play well, it's this group.
There's a lot that we can learn from this, so I think going forward, you know, however it plays in the offseason, guys coming back, you just got to put your all in and look forward to next season.
You know, I'm very excited just to see the things that we've done on offense and just knowing that Deshaun will be back next year to help this offense is always good.
There's confidence there. And when you have more and more and more guys with that confidence, with that idea that success is on the horizon, that the best is yet to come, that's when it starts to permeate throughout the whole team. You can't just have one guy. You can't just have two or three. You have to have that start to permeate throughout the whole team. And when that starts to happen, that's when you really have success. And I think you're seeing that with guys like Deshaun, Hop, JD, D-Mac. I mean, we got guys that expect success. And I think that once we all get out there and we start to really get those vibes throughout the whole squad, we're going to have a really, really good team.